As anyone who has studied in Eurus Library can tell you, Cornell's chimes are housed in McGraw Tower, which is attached to the library. Every 15 minutes, bells mark the passing of time, and two or three times a day, the campus is treated to a bell concert that features such time-honored and memorable tunes as, of course, the Alma Mater, the Evening Song, the Jenny McGraw Rag, If I Only Had a Brain, Leaving on a Jet Plane, and Here Comes the Sun. Trek up the tower's 161 steps during one of those concerts and you can watch the Chimes Masters in action, working solo or in teams with both hands and at least one foot working levers and pedals to play the 21 bells that comprise the renowned Cornell Chimes. The original 9 bells rang for the university's opening ceremonies in 1868. Hung from a temporary wooden framework and given by Jenny McGraw, later Jenny McGraw Fisk, the bells have been an important part of campus life ever since. McGraw Hall, one of Cornell's first buildings, included a bell tower so that those 9 bells could have a permanent home. When the library opened in 1891, the bells were installed in an even larger tower built for no other reason than to house them. As a distinctive Cornell landmark, McGraw Tower is frequently used to represent the university. Its iconic presence on campus has been felt, heard, and seen by generations of Cornell students and remembered by alumni around the world. The Cornell Chimes is a student-run organization, and the Chimes Masters themselves are student and alumni musicians who bring music to the campus every day. Two Cornell Chimes Masters, C.E. Wang and Scott Silverstein, both class of 2008, took time out to discuss what it has been like to participate in one of Cornell's most cherished, most enduring traditions. Listen to the interview and find out why Chimes Masters will always have the tower.
I'm Scott Silverstein. I am a senior in civil engineering, and I've been playing the chimes since I was a freshman, 3 years.
My name is C.E. Wang, and I'm also a senior in chemistry, and I've been playing also since freshman year.
Do you both recall the first time you heard the chimes?
It made me want to become a chimes master. It was on a tour when I was junior in high school. You know, I was like, whoa, that sounds really cool. I want to do that. So I decided to come to Cornell.
I heard the chimes when I was very young. My parents are both Cornell alumni. I used to come back here for reunions with them. So I heard the chimes probably when I was 2 years old, but I don't remember that.
Were either of them chimes masters?
No, they weren't. But they were very fond of the chimes,
as
I think all Cornellians are once they leave. Mm-hmm. People tend to not like the chimes while they're here. There are many, many fans, but especially folks who have windows facing the bell tower and don't want to wake up at 7:45 in the morning.
Do you have any favorite tunes?
I think we played one today, right? Arrival in New Haven by Keith. I think that's one of our favorites.
That's by Keith Jenkins, mm-hmm. Class of
93,
and a Cornell yes. librarian. Any other tunes maybe that you get requested a lot?
Our most requested song is Here Comes the Sun, the Beatles. It is. I think the arrangement is especially good. There aren't many popular songs that translate very well to chimes. That arrangement happens to work particularly well.
Have either of you tried to do any arrangements?
Yes, actually one of the pieces that Scott played today was his own arrangement.
I played Fanfare for the Common Man by Copland. It's kind of hard, arranging music. It takes a lot of time. There are a lot of intricacies of the chimes that make it different from arranging for any other instrument. You can't just arrange something that you could play on the piano and expect to do it on chimes.
Partly limited by the 21 bells that we have, but also because the bells sound different. There's harmonics on the bells that are kind of minor. So if you play a major chord, it doesn't sound very good. Versus on any other instrument, it would sound fine. So we have to avoid playing too many notes at once because you can't physically do it and it sounds bad.
You are both about to graduate. Thoughts about leaving behind your tower?
I plan to return as often as I can.
Same here.
It's bittersweet. Mm-hmm. It's been a wonderful experience. Now, as I said, I'm sure I'm going to return often. I'm going to miss it a lot. There are other bell towers that we can become a part of, though. One wonderful thing about playing the chimes and bell instruments is that there are other instruments scattered all over the world, really. See, you're going to Princeton next year, and they have a carillon there that you...
Similar to a chime carillon. It has a lot more bells when you play a little differently, but it's a bell instrument. They have a bell tower right there in the middle of their dorms. and I hope to play it next year. It won't be the same as the Cornell Chimes.
Well, you probably won't be playing the Cornell alma mater.
We were at Yale 2 years ago for the Guilds of Carolina Nurses of North America conference. It's for all the bell players in North America. I think we play the alma mater for quite a while on their instruments.
Have you both done weddings or special concerts?
Oh, my favorites are the engagement concerts. I remember this one time I was playing a concert and a guy, he led his girlfriend up blindfolded and he climbed the tower. And I think she must have known they were climbing the tower. But, you know, she asked a surprise. And then when they got up here, I played the concert and they were upstairs. And he wrote, "Will You Marry Me" on Hope Plaza in giant chalking. So, like, she saw it and the bells were playing. This, you can hear her screaming.
One story I like to tell is one day in my sophomore year, I went on a day trip to go skiing at a mountain nearby. I was scheduled to play a concert that evening at 6 p.m. We wound up getting held up at the ski area, and we didn't make it back to campus until about 5:45. So I needed to drop everybody off on West Campus and then essentially run up the hill.
With
and
your skis?
I dropped my skis off, but I still was wearing all of my gear and wound up playing a concert in Long John's.
I'm interested to know how you feel about being part of this really amazing tradition at Cornell.
As you say, it is pretty amazing. And the other great thing is they say once a chimes master, always a chimes master. So when you graduate, you can come up and play. It's really great to think that you always have the tower. I know sometimes you feel like it's yours, you know, it's your tower.
I feel that way all the time. If I'm walking, I don't even have to be playing. Usually it's when I'm walking somewhere on campus and I hear somebody else playing a concert. I'm just walking to my next destination and I look up the tower, I hear the music. I'm just so proud to be a part of it.